AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. U.S. officials say evacuation flights at the Kabul airport have resumed. They had stopped for several hours because of a backup at a transit point for refugees. In Washington, some veterans in Congress are calling on the Biden administration to extend a security perimeter around the Kabul airport so more Afghans can make it to the airport for evacuation. NATO's Jens Stoltenberg says there must be no terror attacks on the way out.
We need to preserve those gains. And we also discussed during the meeting today how we can preserve those gains, including by stating very clearly to the new Afghan rulers, the new government, that these are commitments we expect them to adhere to.
A federal appeals court allowed the pause on evictions imposed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to remain in place, setting up a likely battle before the Supreme Court. A hurricane hasn't reached the New England coast since Bob 30 years ago. Tropical storm Henri is moving up the Atlantic coast. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker is getting ready.
The storm could knock out power for somewhere between 100,000 and 300,000 residents based on the current estimates. So we're also working with utilities and others to stage crews around the Commonwealth in the areas that have been the softest spots in previous storms.
Henri could reach New England Sunday. The state of California has already surpassed the acreage burned at this point last year, which ended up setting a record. Now it's entering a period where powerful winds have often driven the deadliest wildfires. The Dixie Fire, the largest currently burning, is the second biggest on record. The mayors of some of Georgia's largest cities are slamming Governor Brian Kemp's new order, aiming to limit local efforts to curb the coronavirus, suggesting he's putting politics above public health. Mike Richards is out from his brief stint as the host of the TV game show Jeopardy. Comments he made demeaning women were revealed from a podcast interview. This is AP News. The U.S. is going to keep a ban on non-essential border crossings in Canada and Mexico in place until at least September 21st. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says every country needs to make its own decisions.
We are coordinating closely with the American administration, as we have from the very beginning. $2 billion worth of goods flow across our border every single day. And during this pandemic, during a time of unprecedented border closures, we were able to ensure that by working hand in hand with the Americans.
Canada welcomed vaccinated Americans back into the country earlier this month. Israel expanded its coronavirus booster shot program to people over 40. Yocheved Leaker got the boost.
Very happy that Israel is on top of this third booster shot, and it sounds like it's doing its job, so I'm just happy to be a part of the solution.
Last month, Israel began offering a booster shot to people over 60. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.